Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. Happy Labor Day. If you are celebrating Labor Day, that's what I'm wishing you. And our show tonight is on the labors of love. And due to this observance of a holiday, of course, you might have found yourself, if you live in the United States, an opportunity to not have postal service or banking service or any other government service. But a lot of other laborers were working today, so I hope that you all get rest and get a day off soon if you had to work today. Well, we made it through another hurricane in the state of Florida, and thank goodness or goddess or whatever you would like to say about that, but I'm very grateful that anyone I knew who was near those areas where the wind was really kicking hard was safe. And I had friends had to evacuate from northern Florida. And I said, you know, I wish they would have come here, come right to my house, to my driveway. And they had an RV. So, but they came close to where I am. So as long as they were safe. And wishing all of you a happy end of summer. And summer's over, school's back in session. I'm glad that you're all here and listening this week, having to be a little cautious about my callers. Sorry to say that, but last show I had to delete it because we had some messy callers, and now Blog Talk has their information. So if you call into my show, please just honor the fact that other people who are listening really want to participate in an honest discussion of anything spiritual, anything that is connecting with the topic on the labors conversation. Oh, boy, dropped my buffalo stone. I have all my crystals all around my computer set up, and including the buffalo stone. I've been sending a lot of healing out to people as well as receiving a lot of healing. Sometimes we just overdo in our own laboring way. You know, you have a house, you have to take care of things, and from time to time do extra work on the house, and I'm no exception to the rule. I'm going to look over in chat and say hello to Aloha Jay. I got to listen to a little bit of your show today. I was flipping through after posting my show, so thanks for tuning in. Okay, so I know I have my Canadian friend here, if I'm not mistaken. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
Good. What you up to on this Labor Day?
Well, laboring just very little, just mostly mental labor. And I did my physical labor today. How about you?
Yeah, I didn't do too much, just clean up my place and just getting ready for the fall season.
I hear you. I'm looking for all my Halloween decorations. They're all labeled in tubs and everything, but all my extra Halloween things that I put out, and getting ready for the Witch's Ball, promoting every day. So, yeah, that's been on the forefront. And, you know, we're talking about the labors also of love. Sometimes, you know, you do things out of love, and pretty much that's the only reason you're doing it. Because it's some things you have are thankless that you do in life. So, do you have anything like that you've been doing lately?
What I've been doing actually is just writing poetry, and just getting into doing different things that are not out of the ordinary, not the routine stuff.
Okay. So you're writing, and it's your passion, something you put yourself into, yes?
Yeah, I really like writing poetry. It's always awesome to do
very
that.
Cool. Very cool, very cool. Well, I know by definition, and we talk about the labors of love, and it's like usually something you don't expect any payment, but you do it because it's your passion. And sometimes I find myself going from place to place just because, you know, I'm not expecting anything in return, but it's because I feel like I need to be there and be a part of what's happening. We have a lot of things in Central Florida, a lot of gatherings and meetups and so on. So I try to make time for that with no, you know, nothing to in return, desire in return other than fellowship or friendship, as they say. So, but out of that, I always end up with friends, extra new friends and people that I should be meeting in my life. So I guess that would be my labor of love as of late, that and my music. So. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you got to call in tonight and be a part of the show. And do you want me just to put you on hold, or what would you like?
Oh, sure, go ahead. Go ahead. You can go on.
Okay.
Put me on hold.
Wonderful.
I'll just listen.
Thank you. Okay. Well, thanks again.
Take care.
For tuning in. All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, got my click on there. Okay, all right. So, got some other callers, and as I said, I'm asking my spirit guides to help me, of course, tonight with all of that involves calls. Now, there is another test, if you will, spiritually. One of my mentors talked to me and spoke to me one time about the labors of Hercules, because Hercules, of course, is one of the ascended masters. And Hercules came to him one night, and it was just that was his spiritual awakening. And he never minds sharing the story, so I know he wouldn't mind me sharing this. And of course, Hercules had performed these great feats in Greek mythology, as most of you might know. But he came to my friend and said, "You have some tests to pass. This is your initiation." And gave him different things you'll be experiencing for the next several months. Just prepare yourself to know. These are the labors that many things I went through, you'll be going through. Some people know Hercules is having 12 labors. So in that time, you know, my friend, he went through many obstacles, many tests, and he passed them, of course, but quite eventful. And sometimes we're given all kinds of reasons why we're put through the test after, not right away, after. We have to figure that out for ourselves. We have tests of friendship. We have tests of fellowship even within our community, tests within our family. And I know that Hercules was no exception to that as well. You know, and it went on with his labors, the lion, the boar, the birds, the bull, and so on. But anyway, there are many things in this world that we may do out of pure passion, out of a feeling like a calling. These are feats that we may find ourselves challenged by, but we just go through and do them. Sometimes people, we get a little too cave-like. We're inside our cave too much, and we don't go out and do things as much as we used to. I've noticed this with the onset of the internet, that so many people are indoor people. So many people don't take the time to even just jump out and do things as much because, oh, we're going to watch Netflix all day, we're going to watch a movie, we're going to do this, or Amazon, or shop online, or play games. Excuse me. I just feel like you have to test yourself once in a while, push yourself, listen to that voice, that higher self, saying, get outside and go do the weeds around your house, or pick up the trash in your area on your street. You know, there are just things that you need to do. Go try a new place to be, a new coffee house, and maybe go to a soup kitchen. Do something to volunteer. Listen to that voice, that inner self that says, you know, test yourself, try new things. Don't be afraid. Fear is a lower vibration. And Hercules, of course, was known for his strength. His strength, his bravery, his courage. So remind yourself that we all can be like these ascended masters and their qualities. We already have that, what they call, which they call the God spirit, the God center within us, God or goddess, and whatever you'd like to say. But we have this ability to pass these initiations. And sometimes we don't realize we're going through them at the time. But when we survive them, we surely do. So, let's see. I'm going to take.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for calling the show tonight. How can we be of service for you today?
Yes, I'm going on vacation to Florida on the 24th, and I was wondering how is that going to go, and if my husband's going to come back with me when I leave for Florida to come back to Indiana.
Oh, Nicole, I do recall you being on the show before. And how are you doing today here?
I'm good.
Good. All right. Well, let me see what I can find for you, okay?
Okay.
So I just need you please to one time say your name aloud for spirit.
Nicole.
Thank you. I'm going to set this down. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
All right. Nicole, I pulled out two very strong cards. I have a deck. It's from my friend Ann Mora, who has many books on the craft, the green witchcraft. The first card that I got with you was the Standing Stone, which is about being strength. And this is with justice, of course. That would be with his situation. And I see the Lord of the Shadows, which is the Death card. Okay, so that's coming obviously to an end, I believe, yes? His time here? Okay.
Yeah, it's on the 15th of September.
Wonderful. The High Priestess is your card, which is the connection of you being the one in charge and you standing strong. Okay, so you've been kind of challenged, my guide says, pacing back and forth and hoping everything is going to be all right with the two of you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I see the Sun card, which is a beautiful card. It's filled with optimism, and it's got, in her deck, it has sunflowers and the sun and birds flying, and they're actually, I see everything in like let your cares be gone, let your worries be gone, and I see that as an opportunity to start anew, to start fresh. And happier times are on the way. You even got a confirmation with the Wheel of Fortune card. So blessings to you, Nicole, because I know you have been struggling with some of this, and you just have to let those lower vibrational thoughts leave you when you do, okay? And always remember whatever is, and it is for your highest and best good, okay?
Okay.
And you have certainly passed the test of all of those initiations at the test of your own personal labors. So I applaud you for that, for your patience and your willingness and your understanding. Okay, my dear?
Okay, thank you.
And safe journeys to Florida and back. All right.
You
have a great night there.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, I'm going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. show. Welcome back, callers. If you're listening to the Venus of Velvet show, my name is Tori, and thank you for listening tonight. If this is your first time listening to the show, I definitely applaud you for tuning in on this Labor Day, and I hope you didn't labor too hard, because I know sometimes we get overdoing it. We feel like, oh, we've got all these things on our list to tackle, and we've got to tackle them on that big holiday weekend. One thing that I'm reminded of as I look at different rooms in my home and I say, you know, there's always something to do. And sometimes it's just a little bit in each room at a time. And that way it doesn't seem like it's such a struggle, such a test or a challenge to, say, clean up before company comes or connect in that way when you're listening to the show or when you're doing things on a holiday weekend, excuse me. Got ahead of myself. For expecting company for a special event and so on, that you have minimal task work to do then. And isn't that a better feeling than feeling like you've just got to do these, I call them like soul-crushing labors. They're no fun when you have to rush through them because you think, always, I could have done that better. I could have done that so much better. I'm going to just briefly go over the schedule real quick. I know I have a caller. Sorry, I don't know what happened, why it got dropped, but I saw you call back in. Please have patience. It's the caller in the 216, by the way. So just looking at our schedule real quick, if you are in need of a private session, you know you can always go to the website at venusinvelvet.com. And you can book a session with me right online, and we can do it by Skype or phone. I even take one quick question or email questions as well, and that's where I'm not on location somewhere. When I am on location, sometimes you can even find me out at Universal Studios doing my work, and I've been doing that for a very long time, probably 15 years or so I've been out there now. Just had the anniversary now that I think about it. August was my anniversary. So another anniversary place where I ended up going to was after one shop had closed, and I've been there 10 years now, is a place called Luna Soul Esoterica. I've taught classes there and done readings and had events there, and I participate in events there as well. And we've got an event coming up at near the end of the month on the 24th, and that is for our holiday that's coming, and I better pull that up. I'll find it in a second. If you go to Luna, like L-U-N-A-S-O-L, like the moon and the sun, Esoterica, E-S-O-T-R-I-C-A.com, you're going to see a kind of a sage-colored house when you click on there. And if you go to events, you're going to see a big chubby kiwi. His name is Bizu. Bizu. I'm sorry, not Bizu. Bizu. Bizu is very much a part of that store, a familiar, if you will. We also have an event coming up. Like I said, the event that we have, and I'm looking on it because I want to say the right name. I do participate in a lot of things. It is the Autumn Equinox Festival. It's the Maybon Sabbath Ritual at 1. So Maybon is the official holiday that they'll celebrate, but it's the Autumn Equinox. And then don't forget about also I've got a class there on 9/11 Sunday from 2 to 4. It's only $25 and we are talking about psychic protection, psychic and spiritual protection. And, you know, sometimes you get your spidey senses up and you have your tests. Last week was no exception for me. Now we're on Mercury retrograde. I'm sure there's a lot of tests for you all out there that involve mechanical things with your phone, with the internet or with your cable or computer or car. Hang in there. Just burn a candle. If you're a candle burner, burn that opposite of Quicksilver, which would be gold. or you can use yellow even, counteract the energy and just say, this is temporary and I must participate in something totally different. I must do something very good in another way and not focus on what I can't have or what isn't working for me. I got very consumed myself for 2 days in a situation for a place that I performed at, and they were, we had some financial discrepancies, and we went round and round about this. And I was very put off by the way that they were handling it. You know, I called in for reserves, and I got reserves. I got extra help. Don't forget to ask for help, people, no matter who you are. I mean, I have a lot of spiritual helpers, but I also have a lot of friends. And I called in for reinforcement. I got it. So hopefully all that will be cleared up this week and we won't ever have to deal with that again. I'm very much a person of my word. If I honor my contracts and I show up to performances and to locations to do session work or lectures, I'm there. It would have to be something at death's door to keep me away, and I would let someone know that. But simply to ignore your obligations or to act like you don't remember that that date or so on, that's your karma. So that's more than Mercury retrograde. That's your karma. But if you spend a lot of time focused on one thing, then that's your karma for dawdling and playing in that energy and expecting something different to happen. The gods will help you take care of it. Trust me. So being said, also I'm at my cauldron. So yes, I do my work in different metaphysical places as well as spiritual towns. And as I mentioned, on the phone or online. So I do hope that we make a connection. And this is the final night for the big discount at the Witch's Ball. So if you go on Facebook, you can still have time to purchase your ticket for $10 off. I gave you a discount for Labor Day weekend. Just wanting you to know that, you know, I feel you out there. If people are suffering or they're struggling to make a purchase for the ball, let me know. I'm also still recruiting a few what I call Burmese. Burmese are volunteers. Every year I throw this ball, and I look for volunteers, or I'm open for them who want to participate in the ball, but maybe they don't have all of the funds for the ball. So contact me and let me know. Okay. Just looking ahead, I think that's pretty much where we are. You can usually find me if you look on the calendar on my website, and you'll see. I'm also Psychic Tore on Instagram and Twitter. So I'm going to open up to this caller. Caller in the 216, I hope you're still hanging in there with us. Hi, who's this?
Hi there, how are you? Happy
Good
Labor Day.
Heaven. Happy Labor Day to you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sharon.
Sharon, thank you for calling. How can I be of service for you tonight?
Thank you. Well, I'm in the process of trying to change careers, and I was wondering if you see me getting an offer soon.
Okay. Please say your name aloud one more time for Sharon.
Career. How many times?
Oh, your name.
Sharon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sharon.
Just nice having a day off today, let me tell you.
I hear you. Okay, Sharon, it's sort of like going against nature right now. That's the first thing that I saw with you. Things kind of like the devil card, going against what's typically the norm, overcoming an adversary and getting over the struggle, because the Ten of Wands is the secondary card. So I saw
okay.
The Devil card reversed, the Ten of Wands, and then finally the Standing Stone. That card came out before. It's about justice. So my guide keeps saying something about being, things are very temperamental right now, but you're going to come out of wherever you're coming from right now, and an opportunity is going to show itself to you, present itself. He also mentions like within, it's really, I got within this month, in the first 2 weeks of the month.
Yeah, because there are a couple things pending right now. I know.
Right.
Oh, it's so hard doing this when you work full time, but, you know, interviewing, it's like a whole job. But I've got to tell you, I know interviewing is one thing, but this is an offer they're saying, right? I will get an offer.
Right. This is an offer.
Okay.
My guide said, and I've got my spiritual chills on this, and you take charge of this. You are in control. You're in the driver's seat of this.
Okay.
So obviously, because that's the magician or the witch in her deck, it's called the witch. But I see you being very strong and taking charge. It's going to be, my God, says like on a Wednesday you're going to hear something.
On a Wednesday? Oh, I see. After the interview, you mean?
Oh yeah, and I just got chills again. So you're just going to let this other thing, like, go. You know, it's like
you were.
I just keep hearing like it. Run for the hills kind of thing, like you just want out quickly.
It's so funny. I know. I've been working on this. I'm even going to school. I'm trying to change careers, and it's so hard when you've been in the same thing for like 25 years. You're right. That you're so funny. That was so funny the way you said it, because that is exactly the way I feel.
Well, bless you, and I'm wishing
Thank you
all kinds of good energy for this. And I know you've been doing all this as a labor of love, going, you know, like, this is eventually going to show itself to me. I'll click in with the right thing. I know you will.
I know.
Within these first 2 weeks.
Thanks.
And they're giving me that Wednesday information for you. So you'll get that message on a Wednesday, and I send you with that with love and light, my dear.
Thank you, sweet. Thank you so much. You have a good day, okay? Thank you.
You too. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much. I am so very blessed and happy to talk about the labors of love and the things we do out of passion. When I was talking about, speaking about the witch's ball, I want you to know, 1 year I had an old friend who, in the community, who knew me very well and kind of got, I may be jealous, I don't know, about, you know, me doing these balls. And I said, and she said, and you're making money off of this. And like, oh my Lord, if you know how many hours are put into an event. And I've put on special events for many years. It is a labor of love. By the time you actually see profit and dollar one, I've already set aside that money for a charity, the Pet Alliance, and paying my people and the hall. And many priorities come before I ever have been gifted anything financially. If I am coming even, if I'm making a little more, awesome. But I'll tell you what, it is a labor of love. Remember that. And if you do the things you love and you love the things you do, your love, your energy will soar. And remember that no one can take that down unless you allow them. I send you much love and light and many blessings tonight. And I'm so glad to hear positive energy and returning callers. Thank you again, and I'll talk with you again next week. And please stay positive, stay focused, stay within your passions. And leave you with that. Love and light. Namaste.